Today's Mishnah is on Masechtes Demai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, and Mishnah Hei. Today's Mishnah is being learned by Ilui Nishmas, Reb Tzvi Hirsch, then Reb Yosef Pinchas Halevi. So we're continuing to discuss halachos of Tevel, of Demai, of Trumas, Umaisris, specifically as they relate to a Mekabel and a Choyker. So once upon a time, it was very common that Yidden would engage in a business arrangement where one person owned the field, but he didn't know how or wasn't interested in working and operating the field. There was another Yid that didn't own a field, but he was a very good farmer, and he knew how to take a field and produce nice pears, and they would engage in some sort of arrangement. The person that owned the field would meet with the person that wanted to operate the field, and they would say, I'll provide the land, you provide the know-how, you're going to work on it, and we'll have an arrangement. Now, the two most common arrangements were known as a kablanus, a mekabel, or a chakirus, a chayker. A mekabel is someone who works out a deal with the owner of the field that I'm going to work it and we're going to split whatever proceeds they're going to be. The lashon of Chazal was lemechtzel l'shlishel l'reviya. Either it's a 50-50 split, or it's a one-third, two-third split, or it's a 25%, 75% split, but there's going to be some sort of split. A chayker is someone that works out a deal, but a different type of deal. It's just different in terms of the business points. And that is, he says that I'm not interested in giving you a percentage of the upside, but rather what I'm going to do is I'll give you a fixed dollar amount, I'll pay my proverbial rent, and after that, I'll get whatever I'm supposed to get. And there's milas and chesroinus from a business standpoint, to be a mekabel, to be a chayker. Either way, the bottom line is that it's mavur in Perek Vav and Masechtes Demai Chiddush. And that is that when it comes to splitting the peiros that grew in this field, whether it's in a makabel relationship or whether it's in a chakiris relationship, there are impacts as it relates to the Trumas Umaisris. Meaning, Pasha, you would think that if you're a Makabel and you're working on a 50-50 arrangement, so at the end of the year, they split all the payers. The Makabel takes 50%, the Balasada takes 50%, the Makabel should be Achroi to be Mafresh Trumas Umaisris from his 50%, and the Balasada should be Achroi to be Mafresh Trumas Umaisris from his 50%. Really, nothing else should matter. It should be no different than any other payers that a person has, where he has a Din Trumas Umaisris. But it's very, very clear from the entire Perek that that's not the case, and there are many different chedushim. We're not going to chazer them. What we're going to do is we're going to continue with the Perek, and we'll be'ezras Hashem see more chedushim in how the mekabel chakiris relationship impact some of the most basic laws in the world of Trumas Umaisris. Zok the Mishnah Yisrael shekibel mikoyin umilevi. If you have a Yisrael, that's a mekabel, meaning he's a yid, but he's not a kohen or a levi. The balasada, however, was either a kohen or a levi. So the Mishnah, ha-maitzris l'baila. The halacha is, when this Yisrael is going to be mafresh truma, or he's going to be mafresh maiser, he's supposed to give it to the bailam. Meaning, ordinarily, the Yisrael can give the trumas or maisers to anybody that he wants to. He has tevis anah. He can pick and choose any person he wants to give it to. The halacha is, he's allowed to. But in this case, where the owner of the field, where the payroll screw is a kohen and a levi himself. So the halacha says the Mishnah is hamaisris labailam. Now, why would this be the case? So the Rav says the reason is more of a business svara, not so much a halacha. But there's an umdana, there's an understanding that when the Baal HaSada engaged in this kablanus relationship with the makabel, he was making it clear to him, even though he didn't, but it was supposed to be implied that, hezachzi, I'm a kohen, I expect to get my dividends, I'm supposed to get what I'm supposed to get, what's entitled to me based on the Torah, and as a result, it was implied that it was part of the arrangement, that this was something he was supposed to give him, and it's for that reason he's mechuyev to give it to him. So it's not so much in Hilchas Trumas Umaisris, it's more in Hilchas Chayshu Mishpat, that's the understanding of what this arrangement was supposed to be. Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, Rabbi Shmuel said an even bigger chiddush. He said, ha-kartani. There's a little bit of a discussion what exactly kartani means. But what it means, lamaisa, is someone that lives outside of Yerushalayim. Shekibel sodem Yerushalmi, that we know what it means, who is a makabel, and the bala sodem is a Yerushalmi. So you have the person working the field, the makabel, he lives outside of Yerushalayim. Lives in Eretz Yisrael, but he lives outside of Yerushalayim. The bala sodem is a Yerushalmi. He very much lives in Yerushalayim. Maisa sheni shall Yerushalmi. The halach is that the maisa sheni has to go to the Yerushalmi. Now this is a much bigger chiddush. Why? Because really, maisa sheni, the bailam is a lot of key. Meaning, the 50%, let's go with the 50-50 arrangement, that belongs to the Makabel, is for sure his. He just has a din. He has to take it to Yerushalayim, and that's where he has to eat it. But you want to know who it belongs to? Of course it belongs to him. Says the Mishnah that the halacha is that being that for him, he would have to take it to Yerushalayim, the balasada, the owner of the field, lives in Yerushalayim. The balasada understood that you were going to give me the Maaseh Sheni so that I should be able to conveniently eat in Yerushalayim, and you never intended to be matriach to figure out a way to get up to Yerushalayim to be able to eat the peiros over there. The Chachamim say, I disagree. I agree with the Reisha, but Rabbi Shmuel, I don't agree with what you said in the Sefer, because at the end of the day, he could eat in Yerushalayim. In the Reisha, the Mishnah we're dealing with, Shumas and Maaseh, he has to give it to the Kohen, he has to give it to the Levi. So then the question is, which Kohen, which Levi? So you'll say the Makabal understood, and he was Makabal, pun intended, he agreed that he was going to give it to this Baal HaSada. He was Mevater from the Tovus Hanah. But over here, why should I be Mevater from 10% of everything that grows? Because I'm going to have to take it to Yerushalayim? I'll take it to Yerushalayim. It's a tercha, so what? And for you it's not a tercha? Whatever. At the end of the day, Yochol HaKartoni Lalois Ulaichle B'Yerushalayim. And it's for that reason the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Shmuel, and they say that this halacha is not true. Mishnehe, a mekabel zesim l'shemet. What would happen if you have, again, a mekabel? But this mekabel was a little different than the mekabel we've been talking about up until this point. Up until this point, we have a yid that owns a piece of property. We have another yid that operates the property. And they work out some sort of arrangement. But the arrangement is between an owner of property and someone that's going to work the property, a.k.a. a farmer. In our Mishnah, where we have a mekabel relationship, but over here, the asset is not karka, but rather the asset was zeisim. It was olives. Maisa shahaya kachaya. One yid owned zeisim. Another yid knew how to press zeisim. He knew how to make olive oil from these zeisim. They meet, they come together. Shalom aleichem. I'll provide the zeisim. You're going to press the zeisim. And they work out a deal. Lemechza lishlish v'lerevi. Zok the Mishnah. That if the kablonis was done not with karka, but it was done with fruit, such as zeisim, then the halacha is going to be different. So mekabel zeisim l'shemen. If someone's mekabel zeisim l'shemen, and again, we're talking about Yisrael that was mekabel from a kohen or a levi, like in the previous Mishnah. So here the Mishnah says, k'shem shechal k'mechulin kachel k'metrumah. Over here, we don't have the halacha of the previous Mishnah. Meaning, in the previous Mishnah, you have to give all the trumas and ma'isrus to the kohen and levi, that's the bala sada. When it comes to a bala zeisim, there's no such halacha. You don't have to give him all the trumas and all the maestros. And the Rav explains that when it comes to karka, there's an umdana, there's an assumption that the mekabel was willing to work the field despite the fact that it was going to be mevater on who he's able to give the trumas and maestros to. But when it comes to zeisim l'shemen, over there you don't have that svara, and more from a chayshem mishpat perspective, you can't assume that he made that kabbalah, and as a result, the halacha is that no, you take yours and I take mine. Kishem shechol k'mechulin, maybe, meaning there's a 50-50 split as it relates to the chulin. So kachol k'metruma, there's going to be a 50-50 split as it relates to the truma, but I'm not giving you all the truma, even if you're a koyin. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yisrael shekibel mikoyin umilevi zeisim l'shemen. Rabbi Yehuda says, I disagree. If Yisrael was mekabel from a koyin and a levi, zeisim, olives, l'shemen, to make oil, the machzah schar, such as what we just discussed, ha-maisris l'bailim, the halach is the maisris do belong to the bailim. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda's being very wordy, but all Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, I disagree. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda says that there's no difference between karka and zeisim, and just like by karka, you have to give all the trumas and maestros over to the Baal HaSada, so too, when it comes to zeisim, the halacha is going to be the same.